This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Prisons in Illinois are confining incarcerated people to their cells twice as often as during the pandemic, often because of staff shortages. Calvin Mayfield is serving his sentence at Pinckneyville Correctional Center. He's been taking a culinary class that keeps getting canceled.
Culinary arts is 4 days a week, but there'll be weeks where we'll only go over there one or maybe two times because when we're on lockdown, they cancel school.
Mayfield wants to become as educated as possible so he has more opportunities to support himself when he gets out of prison at age 60. Dr. Terry A. Coopers is a psychiatrist who studies the effects of prison conditions. He says he considers lockdowns a form of solitary confinement.
It's been determined by the United Nations that more than 15 days in solitary confinement constitutes a human rights abuse and torture.
Cooper says during his psychiatric examinations at prisons across the country, he's found that kind of confinement has an impact on people's mental health, making it hard for them to concentrate enough to read. The Illinois Department of Corrections says it is working to recruit more staff and encourages prisons to keep their programs going through lockdowns. The Illinois Commerce Commission voted to cut Ameren Illinois' gas rate hike request by nearly $56 million yesterday. The utility company has asked for nearly $129 million, an increase to pay for natural gas delivery services. It's not yet known how much bills will go up with the decision. Consumer advocates had argued the ask was far too much. Jim Chilson is with the Citizens Utility Board.
While this is a step in the right direction, we realize we have a lot more work to do to hold Ameren accountable, to rein in the company's reckless spending, and to reduce heating bills for all consumers in Ameren territory.
In a statement, Ameren says it's conducting an in-depth review to determine how the $73 million increase will affect their ability to serve customers and meet federal standards. You can read more at WSIU.org and note there is still reduced visibility due to low clouds and fog this morning. Use caution. This is WSIU.